Hello, welcome to day 15 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Audrey. I use she, her pronouns, and you may recognize my voice from our virtual What's the Word Wednesday town halls. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a fair-skinned woman with short blonde hair, blue eyes, and a warm smile. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. I threw my back out 3.5 years ago, and I was in excruciating pain. And the physician just looked at my chart and said, "Just take a couple Tylenol." Doctors deny fat patients pain or minimize their pain or deny them pain management treatment because some doctors believe that some bodies, namely fat bodies, deserve the pain they're in. Sonia Renee Taylor, activist, author, and founder of the Body is Not an Apology movement. Note on anti-fat language. At United Way, we encourage dialogue and centering the voices of folks most connected to the language we use. Our diversity, equity, and inclusion team is using anti-fat and fat phobia to describe the system of oppression that impacts people in bigger bodies in this challenge because of our own internal dialogues where our staff and community expressed the importance of honoring the multiple ways each individual person has their own language to express themselves. Anti-fatness is deeply rooted in our culture and therefore rooted inside all of us, regardless of the size of body we are living in or what our profession is. These internalized beliefs are called bias, and you can learn more about it here from last year's challenge. According to the Boston Medical Center, fat phobia, also known as anti-fat, is the implicit and explicit bias of overweight individuals that is rooted in a sense of blame and presumed moral failing. Being overweight and or fat is highly stigmatized in Western culture. Anti-fatness is intrinsically linked to anti-blackness, racism, classism, misogyny, and many other systems of oppression. Weight discrimination in healthcare is reported at rates comparable to racism and is one of the last types of discrimination still condoned and carried out by public health and medical experts. In fact, discrimination against larger bodies is rooted in racism. Historically, larger bodies were celebrated as a representation of one's status. Having a larger body meant you were wealthy enough to afford the privileges of fine food. However, this began to change with the rise of eugenics and scientists that focused on the differences between races. The system of valuing some bodies over other bodies to justify oppressive behaviors is called body terrorism, and you can learn more about it here from last year's Equity Challenge. During the period of enslavement in America, and with access to new food sources, including sugar, black bodies began to look like the voluptuous white bodies that had been depicted in art and culture for years. Because of this, race scientists began to draw direct ties between gluttony, stupidity, and the characteristics of Africans, which began drastically changing the way large bodies were viewed in society. Anti-fatness also impacts an individual's access to adequate healthcare for several reasons, including the assumption that if someone is overweight, they cannot be healthy. Clinical care teams that typically lack experience in treating diverse body sizes. Weight-related structural barriers, an example, size of exam tables, gowns, blood pressure cuffs, and scale limits. Today, we encourage you to learn more about the history of anti-fatness, how it shows up in healthcare, and what biases you have toward people living in bodies different from yours. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. How do you feel after today's challenge? In what ways does anti-fatness show up in your thoughts, actions, and behaviors? What connections do you see or have you experienced in fat phobia with other systems of oppression. Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit UnitedWaySEM.org/Equity Challenge.